Hey everybody, it's Larry Goins. How are you doing tonight? Nobody wants to talk yet. All right, well that's cool. So this is Larry Goins and welcome to the Inner Circle Live Q&A calls, second and fourth Monday of the month. And if you're new, it's not a planned agenda. You just ask your questions as they come. Sometimes we're on here for 5 or 10 minutes. Sometimes we're on here for an hour or any time in between. So just feel free to jump in and ask a question anytime you have. I'll be on here as long as it takes. So who would like to jump in with the first question? Okay, looks like it might be a short night tonight. Anybody have a question? Don't be shy. I know there's people on here. I saw a bunch of people on whenever I logged in myself. So if you got a question, go ahead and jump in. If not, that's okay. It's no big deal.
Okay, I'll ask a question.
Okay, go ahead. Who's this?
This is Don.
Hey, Don, how you been?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
Got a call today. Lead on a couple of lots without houses.
You own a couple of lots?
No. I got a lead on some guy who's owned them for a long, long time.
Oh, okay.
And it's in an area, suburban Maryland, that is being developed all around it. But this is still an area that is not all that well developed.
Right.
Sewer lines are reached the next community over and can be extended into this particular street. There is a McMansion on the street, but there are also a lot of kind of older, run-down property.
Right.
The area probably will be developed sometime really pretty soon.
Okay.
The guy is interested in getting rid of them. He's tired of paying taxes on them. He had had plans to build something on them, and he's gotten older and is going to go ahead with that. I've never dealt with raw land before. Any guidelines or any general thoughts on it?
Well, so there are two residential building lots. Is that what I'm understanding?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. And one is 2 acres. The other is about half an acre.
Okay. And do you have any idea what they're worth and what you can pick them up for?
Let me pull up my numbers right now. I don't know exactly what they're worth. Some calculations that I was doing looking at other properties, both developed and undeveloped, on the same little street. No, all I've got really is the tax value on them.
Say that again now?
I really don't know.
Okay.
Be safe, I don't know.
You don't have any idea what they're worth?
Well, okay. Let's say the two of them together probably somewhere between $100,000 and $125,000.
Okay, so $50,000 to
$60,000
a piece, probably, right?
Yeah, one of them's larger than the other, so there'd be a little bit of a difference. But yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm with you. So if you did buy them, what would you do with them?
What I would be doing probably would be putting them under contract, then finding a builder or an investor who wanted to, actually a builder, who wanted the land, wanted the land cheap, and is aware that there's a lot of development going on and wants to build this.
Right. Do you know how much you can pick them up for?
No, I don't. I just talked to the guy this evening.
Oh, and you didn't? Did you ask him, you know, what do you need to have for him for an all-cash sale?
Yes, I tried.
Uh-huh. And he wouldn't give you a price?
Really, no, couldn't really get a number out of him.
Okay. All right. Well, what you might want to do, if I was doing it and I was, you know, wanting to work the deal, I don't like lots myself, but, you know, unless I'm going to do something with it. But
sure.
What I would do is I would find out what they're worth, find out what a builder might be willing to pay, and then
right.
go back to this guy and say, look, you know, would you give me an option to buy these lots for, say, 90 days, and let me see what I can do with it. I might be able to find a builder to go in with me and build a property. He doesn't need to know you're just going to sell the lots to the builder.
Right.
But, you know, I might be able to find a builder that will work with me or find a builder that wants to build some houses on it or whatever. And you don't want to give him too much information or he's going to start calling builders.
Sure.
Or you could, just say, I might be able to build a house on them or build a couple houses or something, you know, but I need to make sure I can work out all the details, you know, and get my contractor lined up.
Right.
So, you know, then you could get them under option and then go out and try to find a contractor, a builder that would take them off your hands. And if you can
yep.
get them under option, you could probably do that in your retirement account.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and turn around and sell that option in your retirement account.
Right.
And make a nice little chunk.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would do. Ask a few builders, developers, you know, people who you see are building other houses around.
Right.
You know, just get in the phone book, get online, see who's running ads to build houses, and that sort of thing.
Okay. Okay.
Do you like that?
Yeah. The 90-day option is something that I hadn't initially thought of.
Yeah, it'll give you a little bit more time than just a regular 30-day contract.
Right.
Give you a little time to work it and advertise it, see what you can come up with.
Yeah. No, I like that, yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, as I say, I mean, I wish I had more details. It's just, I talked to the guy about an hour and a half ago, you know, got the lead, gave him a call, but haven't had a chance to check out much more. I mean, I looked it up on, you know, Google Earth or Google Maps, and I can see what the street looks like, and that gives me sort of a much better feel for it.
Right. And if there are other houses in the area being built, you could probably talk to some of those builders as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Anybody else have a question? That might be the only one of the night. Anybody else have a question you want to jump in with?
I'll throw one out here.
All right.
How do you find an RMLO in Ohio? And should we qualify through an RMLO for a lease option?
Well, that's the $62,000 question right there.
Yeah.
Through a lease option. You know, if you ask 10 different attorneys, you're going to get two different answers. But I would think if you're doing a lease option where you're getting a substantial down payment,
yep.
Here's what most attorneys are going to tell you. If you're doing a lease option, where you're getting a substantial down payment where it could be constituted as a sale, like a $10,000 down payment, then probably so. If you're doing like a $1,000 option money or something, probably not. And if it's a shorter term lease option, probably not. But if you're doing like a longer term lease option and a substantial down payment, then you probably would need to go through an RMLO.
Okay.
And the next question was, how do you find one, right?
How do you find one? I've Googled them and I can't find them.
Okay. Are you talking about in Ohio?
Yeah, in Ohio.
Okay. I'm going to give you a couple.
Okay.
Right here.
Great.
I'm pulling them up on my phone right now.
Thanks.
Okay. Here's two right here that are nationwide.
Okay.
TexasPrideLending.com.
Okay.
TexasPrideLending.com. And probably going to talk to a guy over there named Grant.
Okay.
And they know me.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is NAAMortgage.com. And that's all they do is seller finance originating as well.
Okay.
And
so they
both,
do this online?
Both of those
they
are
would,
nationwide.
Okay. And they would do it online with my buyer then?
They do it online with your buyer, and your buyer's going to pay, or you're going to pay, wait a minute. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you're going to pay $750 to have it done.
Okay.
And but you can charge that to your buyer, but NAA Mortgage, which is National Asset Advisors,
mm-hmm.
They don't like the buyer to pay that. They want you to pay it. But you can add a transaction fee to your transaction to help cover
okay.
the cost. But Texas Pride doesn't really care. But Texas Pride is going to also charge you, they may charge you $850. I think it's $850 outside of Texas and $750 in Texas. But both of them will originate loans nationwide to help you qualify or, to keep you in compliance with Dodd-Frank.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Good. And when you get to where you need some servicers, I got about a dozen servicers.
And I'll email you that.
But National Asset also does servicing. That's one of the reasons I like them. They do it all. They can originate it and then service it for you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'm in the process right now of writing a report that lists a directory of servicers and RMLOs for seller financing.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. So I'm getting ready to come out with that. It'll be out probably in less than a month.
Cool.
Great. I hope that helped.
It helps. Thank you very much.
Good. Anybody else have a question?
Hmm.
Well, not much going on tonight. It's the quietest it's been in a long time. Going once, going twice. What? It's only like 15 after. All right, guys, listen, I really appreciate you being on here. And don't be shy. If you have something, please shoot it out. You can shoot me an email, give me a call, whatever. I'm here for you. I really appreciate your business, and I appreciate what you guys do. And let me know that, or I just want you to know, and I'm always here for you if you ever need anything. So with that, thanks a lot for being on, and I really appreciate your business, and I hope everybody has a great night.
Good night.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks, Larry.
Bye-bye.